Welcome to One at a Time. I'm Maggie, helping you get across campus and beyond one pep talk at a time. This pep talk is all about motivation. If this topic interests you, then I definitely think that you will love my mentor membership. So the mentor membership houses all my tips, tricks, and resources all in one place so that you can have support anytime that you need it. I created this membership kind of selfishly because when I was working with my mentors, I always wanted additional resources that I could do on my own time. So whether we had talked about like a journal exercise or done a meditation together, I wanted to be able to revisit it. And I wanted that kind of support for my students too, so that in a session, if we did something, I could refer them back to it. So that's basically what the mentor membership is. There are podcasts, meditations, self-care shares, which is a what Maggie loves for self-care tips, journal exercises, and so much more. And if you like the topic of motivation, we definitely cover that in the membership as well. To get access to the membership, all you have to do is go to my website, maggiedepasquale.com, and click membership, but it's also linked in the show notes for you. On to our episode. So my students have been bringing up the topic of motivation lately, and because it's come up so much, I knew that I wanted to make an episode about it here. I'm recording this during winter break of 2022, so it is definitely that floaty time for college students in between semesters, or with high school students, you're kind of just starting school, and we also are still dealing with some COVID stuff around here, so maybe your school situation looks different than it did maybe in the fall, and all these factors play into motivation. Also, a big one is winter. It has been super gray here in the Northeast. We have not had a lot of sun, and that definitely impacts motivation as well. So I just wanted to start off by validating how our situations can affect how much energy we feel like we have and where we want to put that energy. With that being said, I definitely think that motivation can be a very layered issue. There are just so many reasons why motivation can be hard. Like sometimes we're unmotivated to do something because we really hate the task. Like maybe your laundry is piling up, or maybe you're unmotivated to do your homework in a certain subject because you actually really hate the subject or find it really boring. I think that sometimes motivation can be tied to procrastination, or that it could be from a sense of needing to be perfect or not feeling good enough to do the things that you have to do. I definitely feel like motivation at times can be very energetically linked to our emotions. And then sometimes I think it's a little lighter where it's just like you need the energy or the kick in the butt just to start. I'm giving you this list of reasons why we are sometimes unmotivated because that's the first step. When I'm working with students around this topic, we figure out what's really behind the not being motivated. So an example for me is that I wanted to get back in the routine or the habit of doing yoga more often. I like the way my body feels when I do it. I like the relaxation part of it. But during the pandemic, I kind of put some of that on the back burner and I felt really unmotivated to do video workouts or video yoga classes. So I sat with myself and I thought about the reason why I was feeling unmotivated. I was finding it hard to complete like Zoom yoga classes without getting distracted. I missed the energy of having other people in a room. So when I took a look at what was making me feel unmotivated around yoga, which is something I really used to like to do, a lot of it was related to Zoom classes or online classes. So that gave me a hint that I needed to probably try yoga back in a studio. So instead of trying to force myself to be motivated to keep trying these Zoom classes or try them at different times of day or in different rooms of my house or anything like that. Instead, I decided to take a look at my unmotivated list, what was behind it, and what I could actually change. And for me, that meant going in person. And that is step one. If you are feeling unmotivated, get out a pen, paper, and just start to jot down the reasons why you don't want to do the thing that you wish you felt motivated to do. The second thing that I found really helpful around motivation is to get really clear on your why. I know for myself that things become 10,000 times easier when I do something that feels meaningful. So the why is the reason or the meaning behind why you want to do the thing that you are currently maybe unmotivated to do. Back to my yoga example, the why is because I really notice a big difference in how my body feels and how clear my mind is and my stress and anxiety levels when I do yoga. Figuring out your why is really important. Why do you want to eat healthy? Why do you want to move your body? Why do you want to do your math homework? Why do you want to do your laundry? Figuring out the why really helps on the motivation because it gives it context for the reasons why you put the energy into doing something. So if you're doing this as a journal exercise, after you write down kind of why you feel unmotivated, write down the why you want to do the thing that you are trying to motivate yourself to do. What is your why? And then I have some practical tips. In my own life, in terms of my yoga commitment, what I did is I started out by going to one class with my favorite teacher, Amy. And that is tip one, start small. I knew that I could get motivated even if it felt awkward or uncomfortable or I didn't really want to leave my house. I knew that if I just promised to do it once and that I went to someone I already knew that I loved, I knew that I could complete that one task. I didn't make it a big deal. I didn't say I had to go to yoga every day for like a month. All I did was promise myself to just go to one class. And that leads me to my second tip, which is to give yourself a time frame. So if you're someone, let's say, that wants to meditate, maybe say that you want to do a 5-minute meditation just for 1 week. That's the time frame. For me, after my yoga class, I knew that I felt really good. It felt not as scary to do anything new or go back into a studio after a long time not doing something. And then what I did is I bought a package and scheduled myself once a week after that. So again, I'm not doing it multiple times a week or committing to any more than that. I'm keeping my goals tiny. And then finally, having a way to measure your success or keep track of your goals, I feel like is really helpful. So there's an app called Tally that will measure how many times that you or how many days that you complete something. So let's say you want to take a daily walk. Once you complete your daily walk, you can add it to your Tally to see sort of how long you can keep up the streak. I actually think there might be an app called Streaks that I used to use. You can also just print out a habit tracker. So I have one of those on my website that you can Google and find. It's definitely in the mentor membership. I like to see my progress and see how I've committed to something. So that's why I like these different forms of keeping track. And then my last tip, maybe my most important, but it is to only work on one thing at one time. I think that sometimes we get overzealous and we're like, okay, so I'm gonna go to yoga, I'm gonna meditate, I'm gonna eat healthy, I'm gonna walk every day, I'm going to make sure I do my homework every day at 3 p.m. right when I get home from school or whatever it is, and we end up taking too much on and completing nothing. Pick one thing and run with it. I've found in my life too that when I start making a positive impact in one area, it kind of affects all the others. So you don't have to worry about choosing something or having something be more important than the next thing. I bet that once you start to feel that motivation ball start to roll, that it will have positive impacts in all the other areas that you're hoping to sort of shift as well. And then my final tip here is to be so gentle with yourself. Forcing yourself into motivation or inner beratement to change for motivation or getting super stressed for motivation, I have found is not helpful at all. I believe that any sort of lasting shift that you have in your life comes from knowing that life is cycles. So things ebb and flow, and motivation ebbs and flows, and energy ebbs and flows. So there is really no reason to be so hard on yourself. And that is my pep talk on motivation. I hope you found it helpful. For more tips, tricks, mentor membership, everything else, you can go to my website, maggiedepasquale.com. It's in the show notes. And as always, I am rooting for you.